The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Reports emerged today that the OPW are installing six new eco toilets in the Phoenix Park, which will be open to the public. And I think most people would agree that's a good thing. But are there enough public toilets in general in our towns and cities and parks around the country? Joining me now to discuss it further is Oliver Moran, a Cork City Councillor for the Green Party, and Clodagh Ní Mhiarracú, a Dublin City Councillor for Fine Gael. You're both very welcome to the programme. I will come to you first of all, if I might, Clodagh, because you are Dublin-based and because we're talking about the Phoenix Park. I'm sure you're pleased about the Phoenix Park toilet situation, that there are new ones being put in. But when we discussed this before we came on air, I was saying, and I fully acknowledge that I'm lucky because I don't have some kind of a health condition that has me running to the loo. Lots of people do. That I don't notice the lack of public toilets that much. But almost everyone else on my team was like, I know I do, for a variety of reasons. You know, they might have kids or they've been pregnant or whatever it is. It is a real issue, isn't it?
Absolutely, Ciara. It is. I think it's important to say it's an accessibility issue that we're talking about here. As you say, myself or yourself, we might not necessarily notice, but for people who are either visiting the city centre, working there, in to do shopping, people who have medical conditions in particular, they need to know that they can access a public toilet that's near them. The same applies, as you mentioned yourself, pregnant women, people with young children, older people as well. There are all kinds of reasons why somebody might need to be able to get to a public toilet, and one that doesn't require them to walk a huge distance either. So it's something that I don't think there is enough of at the moment. And, you know, Dublin City Council are working on plans, but the sooner they come, the better.
Yeah. We see, when you say that, like, you could be needing to go to a loo, like, literally anywhere. And because, as you rightly point out, there are people who might need to go quite quickly. That makes me think we need dozens of these things, loads and loads of them. But that seems unlikely to happen.
You're right, yeah. And it's, I suppose there are a few different ways of approaching this, and I don't think there's a one-size-fits-all solution. So what Dublin City Council are looking at the moment, the plan as of last year was to install public toilets in four separate locations, and those would be newly built kind of on-street public toilet facilities. They have been looking at a number of locations, but there have been challenges around some of those, and like, these are some of the issues that do come up when you're looking at an older city where some of the streets are quite narrow. And with facilities like these, we need to be able to include changing places facilities as well, and they do take up a bit of extra space. So not all of the locations that have been looked at so far are
ideal. Sorry, when you say changing, do you mean baby changing, or do you mean...
It's changing places. So those are kind of fully accessible units. They'd be able to be used for kind of changing babies, and but they would be able to be used, like, if somebody did need to change as well, as kind of a disability access toilet too. And okay. I think having that bit of extra space, it can be very important for people who maybe have a stoma or use stoma care products as well. So there are a lot of different reasons for them. But as I say, they don't fit everywhere. So at the moment, what the council are looking at is whether there are options in terms of existing buildings that are owned by the council around the city centre. But as you say, there are, you know, there's only a limited amount of toilets that the council itself will be able to install. It's important to have those because it means then that the council controls the opening hours, is fully responsible for the maintenance, and is able to make sure that they're fully accessible, which is not the case if you look at private businesses. But I would like to see us as well look at a model like what Sligo have, where the council is working with businesses in the area to make sure that some businesses can sign up and that their toilets will become publicly accessible, so they'll allow people in to use them. Yeah. It's fully optional for the businesses, and they will have the right to refuse entry still. It's a private premises, but I think something like that could open up a lot more options.
I'm not sure what's in it for the businesses if people, you know, most businesses have a thing saying toilets only for customers' use. I'm not sure. Before I move over to Oliver, can I just ask you, Des Cahill, Fine Gael councillor, has said previously, you're talking about, you know, wanting the changing facilities and all that as well. He has said, don't hold back the basic because you want the Rolls Royce. And what he's saying, that sometimes because we want the bells and whistles toilets, we get no toilets at all because we go, oh, we can't have a changing room, we can't have a changing table, and we can't have this and we can't have that, so we get nothing. Is there a grain of truth in what he's saying?
I can see where he's coming from, but I think the issue is, coming back to what I said at the beginning, because it's an accessibility issue, the people who most need access to these toilets and to know that they can get to a public toilet in the city outside of businesses and outside of cafes and restaurants are people who might need that bit of extra space. As you said, again, whether it's families with young children, whether it's people with medical conditions, I think they're the people that we really need to be thinking of when we're installing these facilities, and we need to make sure that they're fully accessible to them.
Okay. Let me bring in Oliver Moore and Cork City Councillor for the Green Party. Oliver, I presume this is an issue in Cork as well?
It is, and it's really interesting to hear the discussion going on in Dublin, because it's actually pretty much identical to what we're experiencing here in Cork. We're maybe a little bit ahead. 2022 is when we put in place our strategy, and it's taking in all the same strands there that we are from Clodagh. So we're a little bit down the line. We have opened two new genuinely public toilets. They're 50 cent to use. We have adopted a policy where all of our public buildings, we make it clear that the toilets are here to use. So City Hall, libraries across the city. We're trying to do that thing too that was mentioned in Sligo, about, involving businesses and going back to, I suppose, what used to be an old practice, which was that, it's not just for customers. Actually, there's a public element and a community element to running a business too, and recognising that there are people who need a toilet urgently for all those reasons that you mentioned, and then also a focus on amenity places like public parks and so on going forward.
Can I ask you, Oliver, the 50 cent charge, is that a cash charge? Do you have to have 50 cent in your pocket, or can you tap, or what is it? Because if it was a coin that you were looking for, I know, for example, if I was being caught short somewhere in Cork, I wouldn't have 50 cent in my pocket.
Look, that day is gone, and it was part of our discussions at the time. Look, it's all got to be cashless now. And as well as that, we need people. So the one, for example, on Grand Parade, there's a person inside there. There's a full-time attendant. So it's not merely a door that you pay to get access to, but actually there is a continual cleanliness service
so
going on.
So you can tap to go to the loo is what you're basically...
You can tap to go in.
How will that work for people maybe who are vulnerable? I'm thinking of homeless people. I was in Dunleary on Saturday, and I was walking from... It was a beautiful sunny day. I was walking from down near the seafront up to the main street in Dunleary. It was absolutely lovely. And there was a lady who was on the side of the street in behind a very small flower bed, so it was very visible, and she was going to the toilet and not to do a wee either, and I felt very sorry for her, for her lack of dignity and privacy in where she found herself. But she was a lady who I would have guessed was a bit down on her luck, and I'm not sure she would have a card to tap should she need to use a public bathroom. So how does that work?
No, and look, there are many cases that we would come across as counsellors like that, and what's it draws upon is actually that community spirit that people have. So always I want to emphasise, the public buildings in Cork, the buildings owned by Cork City Council, they are always open to use and they are always free. And then alongside that, look, I do know as well of cases like that where businesses, through their own generosity and their own humanity, always make it an inviting place for people who that they know are down on their looks like that.
Yeah, lots of people are texting Oliver. Just build the toilets, build loads of them. It's like plug sockets in a house. You can't have too many toilets on every corner. Is what's needed. Scatter them everywhere. That's not going to happen, really, is it? Because of budgets and things.
Look, it's one of the ways it's not happening in Cork is that there's a very clear north-south divide. So we have automated toilets in three of the parks on the south side of the city. We have manned toilets in another park on the south side of the city, and we have no toilets on the north side of the city. There are sometimes practical reasons for that. We had Ishka Aaron into us recently, and it's difficult even to get a drinkable water supply into some of the parks on the north side of the city. Never mind sewage facilities. I believe that there's other ways around that. Interested in these eco toilets being proposed for Phoenix Park, because certainly they would be standalone by the sounds of it. So there are solutions, and I think whenever we start developing parks seriously, and whenever we invest in any kind of public realm, it just has to be a rule that we always consider public toilets.
Someone has texted Oliver about Cork and said 70 acres of greenway in Cork City, no public toilet, disgraceful. As a Green Party councillor, would you be in favour of these eco toilets? My understanding is that whatever passes into them, does it just go down into the earth? Is that what happens? They're not connected to sewage lines, are they?
I don't know. I do want to investigate that. But it is something which I've heard of before. But look, the ins and outs, I don't know. But look, right beside me, there's the Glen River Park. It's a much loved park, and it has no facilities like this. So we have to start thinking out of the box.
Okay. Clodagh, I'll bring you back in. This is actually a text about Cork, but it would fully, I think, apply to Dublin as well. They took away the public toilets in Cork because they became a hive of unacceptable activity, addicts shooting up, etc., full of needles, etc. Now we have one public toilet beside the library open for limited hours. What is the situation now? Because I think we will all remember that, like, certainly the train stations and stuff you go into that have the blue light to stop people from being able to find a vein in them. So we do know that public toilets do become hives of antisocial behaviour as well. So how can we combat that?
Well, I think it's important that they're well maintained, first of all, particularly if you're talking about like an on-street facility that is run by the council. We need to make sure that it's looked after properly. It's hard to prevent things like this 100% if you want a public and a fully accessible facility. But I think, you know, if you have it well maintained, there may be a need in some cases for a certain level of security. Now, whether that applies at certain times of day.
Makes it very expensive.
It does. But you know, I think these type of facilities are worth investing in. They're needed badly. And you don't, the last thing that you want is for people to feel like they can't go into town and can't, you know, yeah, use the city and walk around the city for want of access.
And I fully agree. And lots of people making the point that if public toilets can charge 50 cents, that businesses should be allowed to charge 50 cents too to random people coming in to use the facilities. And that might encourage businesses to do so. Look, thank you both for starting the conversation here on The Hard Shoulder. That was Oliver Moore, there, Cork City Councillor for the Greens, and Clodagh Ní Mhuircheall, Dublin City Councillor for Fine Gael. Let us know what you think. It is an issue, particularly if you do have small kids, if you are pregnant, if you do have an health issue, if you are older. All of those things put people off using our cities and make them less user friendly.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.